Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, we're up to letter 1727. And this is towards the end of Tammuz Tavshin Yud Beis. They don't have an exact date for this letter, but this was at the end because this relates to what the Rebbe mentioned in the previous letter. And the Rebbe says over here that although this that I had spoken on Wednesday, the 16th day of Tammuz, and the Rebbe addressed his students who traveled in the shlichas of the Merkaz L'Inyonei Chinuch. They went out for the summer months to the various different communities to give them some authentic Yiddishkeit. So while the Rebbe says my words were to them, and they travel all over the country, all over the United States, to put an effort into strengthening Yiddishkeit. But the truth is that this is applicable to each one, each man, each woman of the Jewish people. Everything, as we had spoken, same thing is true for every man and woman of the Jewish people. Because the soul is carved out from beneath the throne of glory. Hashem's throne of glory, souls come from there, and even higher than that. As our sages of blessed memory said, that the thought about the Jewish people, meaning Hashem's thought to create a people, Israel, that came before anything. That even came before the Torah. By the Torah, we say the Torah comes 2,000 years before the world was created. And this, the Jewish souls come before. It says that Hashem consulted the Jewish souls, and they come from the level of thought. So, when you think about a human being, the thought process by human being is part of the human being. There's no thought. When the person thinks about something, that's not the thing what he's thinking about. The person is one thing, he thinks about something else, but the thought of Hashem is different.
You're late.
Hashem says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, which means when Hashem thinks about something, He creates that matter. But on a higher level, when it comes from Hashem's thought, that means that there is something already when it is thought. When a person thinks about something, that item is not there itself. But when Hashem, so to speak, we're saying, thinks about the souls, the souls become into being from that thought. And this has been explained in many places, that there are higher worlds. They are called the worlds of thought. And through those, in those worlds, souls were created. And that was in a much higher level than the souls when they were as they descended here below. The Rebbe references the Shari Yichud V'Amuna. So basically, the soul starts out from a very high place, and it journeys and it descends from one step to the other step, various different evolution. As the Rebbe writes, from a very high roof to a very deep pit, into this physical and material world. The neshama comes from the world of thought, from a high spiritual world. Basically, the Rebbe is saying the soul comes from a very high level of thought, comes down into this physical world. In this physical world, there are so many obstacles, there's so many things that block and interfere and oppose the service of Hashem. And they prevent a person from experiencing, from being able to see how sweet Hashem is. And this is why our sages say that it's against your will that you live, which means the soul itself would rather not be in this world, which involves so many challenges, involves so many difficulties, then a soul would rather stay and be in its holy place above. But yet, it's against its will, it lives, which means Hashem forces basically the soul to come down into this world. So you might think the person is going to be upset because he has to do something which is such a descent. The Torah demands that you should serve Hashem with simcha. You should always be happy. You should always rejoice. Be besimcha. The entire life of a person needs to be a continuous, not to interrupt, of service of Hashem. All the days should be full days. They should be full with fulfilling the mission in this world. And you need to be besimcha. You need to be in joy. Although a person realized how deep, how great the descent of the soul, yet it does not stop him from the great joy that we have the privilege to be the shaliach, to be the agent of Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King, the one who kings kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, to illuminate the world and fill the world with the lamp of mitzvah and with the light of Torah. So the fact that we have that privilege, that should make us always rejoicing. And although he may not understand it intellectually, because a person realizes their standing and their situation, we realize ourselves that we are not really at the level of where we should be in the appreciation and filling all of our days in the service of Hashem. There is an expression that says that halavai, you know what means halavai?
Yes.
So be it.
Halavai, that we should leave the world no worse than we came into the world. That means to say that we come into the world without any sins, we come into the world pure. So halavai, we should leave the world no worse than when we came in. So, what is there to be rejoiced about when we know that we made many mistakes in our lifetime? I mean, most people do, present audience excluded, but most people make mistakes in their lives. And yes. Therefore, we don't understand it intellectually. Why is it such a great descent from such a high step to such a deep abyss? So to go even higher. So, but we don't understand it, but that doesn't change the fact that each man or woman who comes close to go ahead and fulfill this mission with joy, with gladness of heart, so then you have the promise that our sages of blessed memory said, that you will be helped from above. Hashem will help you. And even if a person, as the saying of the sages goes, only does a little bit, he makes himself holy, he sinks himself a little bit below, Hashem from above sanctifies him a lot. Basically, Hashem gives you the strength, the energy, and the ability to do a lot more than you think that you can do by yourself. So the Rebbe says that we each one have a mission, and notwithstanding that the mission is a difficult one, and notwithstanding that it's a tremendous descent for the soul that is within us, but nevertheless, we should do it with happiness, we should do it with joy, that we have the opportunity to fulfill the shlichus from Hashem sending you into this world, the soul, to work and to overcome all these challenges and all these obstacles, and to be assured that if you try, even if you do a little bit, Hashem will give you the energy to succeed a lot.